Property sales plummeted in April, that's according to real estate company REMAX Southern Africa. Naturally, that was the first full month of the national lockdown, and the deeds office was also shut during the period, making the finalization of any outstanding transactions impossible. And while most of the economy is set to move to level 3 come the 1st of June, the real estate sector is only set to operate at level 2. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Adrian Goslett. He's the CEO of REMAX Southern Africa. Thanks very much, Adrian, for joining us. So you guys did a report reflecting on what happened with property sales in April. Tell us more about your observations.
Yeah, Nomphu, thanks for having me. It's interesting. I mean, we are down for the month of April. When I say we, I'm pretty sure the industry numbers look similar. But REMAX's numbers are down by 62% for the month of April on last year, on 2019, which is... which is quite sad considering that the first 3 months of this year we're starting to see a semi-recovery in the real estate industry because we were up about 8 or 9%.
So the longer the real estate sector is out of the economic loop, the longer it takes for people to actualize cash on their assets and also for those working in the sector as well. Have you continued to try and engage the government on the sector's ability to be safe and to effectively be able to come on stream sooner rather than later?
We have. We've tried to lobby various avenues, whether through DTI or DH, the Department of Human Settlements, directly with the Command Council. We've got the support of the bank through the Banking Association of South Africa that lobbied on our behalf, the State Agency Affairs Board. So we've exhausted every avenue that we can, and also stated our case from an economic perspective, but also from a health and safety point of view, because that is the most important aspect.
Yes.
And we still believe that a one-to-one interaction has got to be safe, and safer than many industries that have already started back in the economy.
Yeah. Do you know if any of the people who work in the real estate sector have been able to draw on some of the support that was offered by government and the private sector?
Yeah, unfortunately not. Real estate finds itself in a precarious position right now, or real estate agents, I should say, that they aren't able to get any relief from a UIF perspective because they're 100% commission earners, and the sector hasn't got any relief as a whole. So essentially what you've got is individuals that haven't earned an income for some of them almost 3 months now, just because of the way that a property sale takes time.
Yes. So when the time does come for the real estate market to participate in the economy, how do you see the residential property market? Are we going to see a sharp depreciation in house prices because of the economic situation? And do you think that there is pent-up demand?
So it's interesting. I think, firstly, these are unprecedented times. I mean, 2008 wasn't the same as this. It was a financial crisis, and if you were smart enough, you were able to get around it, because you still were able to operate. Now, everybody's literally been locked down. So where will things go? My personal opinion is that you will see more property come onto the market, simply because so many employed people around the country have had salary cuts, if not being retrenched, which means that puts financial pressure on their home. And because they have to potentially sell, either to move to scale down or to rent, that stock, we call it stock, goes onto the market. And it's a supply and demand thing. The more stock there is on the market, the more pressure there is on price to go downwards.
That's right. So how much of an effect do you think the lower interest rate environment, where the prime rate now sits at 7.25%, how much of an impact do you think that will have in terms of spurring people to buy property?
So I think that now might start to take an effect. And that's why I don't think it will be a bloodbath in terms of stock coming onto the market, but it will have an effect. 7.25% is the lowest the interest rate has been in 50 years in South Africa. So it's certainly... It's a great time to get in if you have the cash saved up and if you find yourself in a place where you haven't completely been negatively affected financially. So I have seen there is definitely pent-up demand. I mean, I can even give you just from a REMAX perspective,
yes,
our main numbers, what we call registered sales, which is things that go through the deeds office. You know, that's down, it's a monster number, that's down 93%. Because it's based on what transpired in April.
Yes.
Yet our sales, which have suspensive conditions, which is, for example, financing and so forth, that it awaits financing and so forth, that is around 50% of the same number last year. So And that's under a lockdown period where you would expect no one to be looking. Also, our website views are huge. We've got more interest, no leads, but more interest in this period than even prior to lockdown.
Mm.
And on top of that, one of our originators that we work with, they're looking at about 70% of the same number the same month last year in 2019.
So
the demand is definitely there.
Hmm. So the deeds office is now open, even though you guys are not. That's a conversation for another day. Have transactions that were overhanging from when the lockdown started, have some of those been concluded in that they've been signed off by the deeds office, and have participants to those transactions been able to conclude, and have you guys therefore earned some money through that process?
Unfortunately, very few, because the deeds office was meant to open on the 1st of May under alert level. Where are we now? Alert level
4 currently, yes.
So they were meant to open on the 1st of May. They weren't able to because they didn't have their PPE equipment in place. So they actually only opened on the 13th of May. And no sooner had they opened, they closed on because there was issues with, I believe, unions, etc., and work conditions. They then opened and 2 days later closed again. And they only reopened today. So in the whole period of May, they've probably, and I stand to be corrected here, had about a five to six day window where they've actually been open.
Right.
So very few registrations have actually been able to be processed. Hence, our what we call registered sales or registrations is down 93% for May.
Adrian, in the meantime, you guys are not going to be able to participate in level 3 of the lockdown. What are your feelings about that?
It's tough. I mean, it's really tough on a real estate agent at the moment. I feel for our customers and clients as well who, you know, we're unable to help or unable to move because we're unable to help them. I mean, there's social issues involved there as well, and we're all aware of some of those. It's just a very tough situation. You know, I'm a little bit heartened by a version of a level 3 draft regulation that's been floating around. If that's to be believed, and when we hear the announcement officially being made this week as to which industries are able to participate, well, then I'll be happy because real estate seems to have been included in that. But you know, that's all speculation until it happens.
That was Adrian Goslett. He's the CEO of RE/MAX Southern Africa.